Début du dialogue 20.
Look at these photos of kittens. Aren't they just adorable?
What's that site you're looking at?
BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed gives photos of dogs, cats, celebrities, and people doing silly things.
Oh yes, BuzzFeed, the website that's driving the internet to new depths of trivia and inanity. The site that gives lists like 18 times it's perfectly okay to cry in public.
It's also the latest concept in news. The aim is to publish titles, photos, whatever, that will go viral, spread rapidly and widely. The sort of thing that people post on their social media pages and email to share with their friends. In that way, people bring new visitors to BuzzFeed.
And it works?
Very much so. In August 2013, the site recorded 85 million visitors, an increase of 300% in just 1 year. Jonah Peretti, the man who founded the site, boasts that BuzzFeed will soon be the most frequently visited site on the internet.
I've read about Peretti. He's part computer programmer, part journalist, and 100% publicity seeker. When he was a student at MIT, he insulted the Nike company for using low-wage labor and got on the television to debate the issue with company officials. He created a website for a fictitious white couple who apparently wanted to make friends with African Americans, which led to Peretti being interviewed on Good Morning America. He certainly knows how to get media attention, but is he doing anything useful for society?
Oh yes, actually he is. Peretti was one of the founders of the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post is respected for its news and its liberal left opinion pieces. And it's the first American digital news site to win a Pulitzer Prize.
And the Huffington Post was sold for $315 million. It may have got a Pulitzer Prize, but the Huffington Post is mostly a news aggregator. It takes news gathered by real journalists from real newspapers and comments on it. If Peretti is so serious about quality information, why is he filling BuzzFeed with cute animals and stupid lists?
These photos make people feel good. That's Peretti's argument. And BuzzFeed publishes serious news too. BuzzFeed has 180 staff in the United States, and 70 of those are journalists. And internet users are delighted with the BuzzFeed mix of light and serious content.
Very serious. In a recent edition of BuzzFeed, there were 19 best moments of Lady Gaga.
But you also had an article about alienated white supremacists in America's heartlands. Listen, journalists from established newspapers admire what Peretti is doing. The other day, Steve Hine from The Guardian newspaper said there was nothing wrong with BuzzFeed attracting readers with funny lists and then giving them real news and information.
Yes, I know. I read Hine's article in The Guardian. Hine defends what he calls clickbait, luring online readers, piquing their interest in such a way as to get the maximum number of people to look at the content. He gave the following headline as an example. Can you guess the number of people who signed up for Obamacare on day one? That actually cheapens news.
But clickbaiting is really effective in getting the message across. In a competitive environment where the number of media sources has proliferated, it's not enough to announce the news. The media have to do everything they can to get readers. They need to get the clicks, or from the perspective of advertisers, they've done nothing.
There's far more trivia than real news on BuzzFeed, and the trivia isn't as innocent as it looks. BuzzFeed uses paid content, advertorials, which look like normal news items. So when you're reading a list of 52 reasons that you're my best friend, you might not realise that the list has been paid for by a greetings card company. If BuzzFeed represents the next generation of news providers, then I've got fears about the future.
But traditional newspapers didn't exactly cover themselves in glory. Rupert Murdoch's newspapers have been investigated for bribing police officers, hacking telephones, and invading people's privacy. Could BuzzFeed really be worse than them?
Fin du dialogue 20.